Shiba's the one that gets me hot. It's like people say, oh, Shiba to a dollar, Shiba to a dollar. Shiba will never reach a dollar. There's way too much supply. There's more Shiba than there is dollars on the planet.
I told my parent, my brother owns it. He likes quantity. I go, he goes, what if it gets to a dollar? I go, it's impossible. He goes, why? I go, because there's too many of it. Mathematically.
There's way too much. Way too much.
Unless you burn like half the supply.
Yeah. Unless someone decides to start buying a bunch of it, sheep and starts burning
it. Which you can. But just the amount needed to burn is absurd.
That is true.
But yeah, man, all these meme tokens, bro. And people are bullish on these meme tokens. Like, there's a whole like collection of tokens on Sol. Like, things. Like, absurdity. Welcome back
to another week
of your favorite crypto podcast.
Sometimes Crypto.
The Unscripted
Crypto Podcast.
Hey, yo. It takes a while.
One step at a time. We will make it there. We are on a long journey at this Bitcoin summer, crypto summer. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Where do you want to start?
Where do I want to start? Honestly, in my feelings, I guess, because it's...
Let's not start in our feelings because everyone starts in their feelings.
It's all down. It's all down.
After I said what I said last week, the market just decided to go, I'll prove you wrong. Sorry, I just cursed. Damn it.
Bleep it. No.
I didn't say 10. I didn't say 15. I said we won't see 30. We're almost on our... We're on our way to 20 now.
We're on our way to 20.
Chugging along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was wrong. At this rate?
Well, we don't know that yet.
Why? I said 30. You're right.
You said 30 was like unlikely, next to improbable, which is a possibility. You said 20 was still likely, but less probable. But obviously, we're going to see the 15%. And guess what?
We're definitely at 15.
We're at 15. And that's normal. This is a crypto. Crypto markets are known to be having intense pullbacks with also a lot of recoveries, and the recoveries be recovering. But that's part of the reason why people are hesitant on this entire front of innovation. They're like, oh, it's too volatile. And as many Bitcoiners and crypto enthusiasts would say, the volatility is not a bug, it is a feature, because you expect the volatility. Just learn how to use the volatility, and then you can just pave your way to greatness.
Whatever you said. Yeah. So we're currently down 16.45% almost from the top. We're currently at $61,630.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. I'm not talking about altcoins that have dumped 20, 30.
We're talking about the king right now.
I'm talking about Bitcoin. Has only dumped 16%. Everything else has dumped 20 to 30s.
Yeah. No. The pullback was kind of unexpected. Much needed. Like, I say unexpected, but that's kind of like also...
Also not true?
Also not true.
We've been
true.
Saying it
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah, we've been expecting we've a been pullback. Saying we expect- okay, no. What it is was we were surprised we haven't seen a pullback.
Yeah.
Now the pullback's here, and guess what?
We don't want it.
Call me surprised.
Yeah. It is what it is. We'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine with me.
You have to pull back. It just so happens that it's happening right when Bitcoin does its retrace every cycle.
Yeah, right before the halving.
Yeah.
The halving, yeah.
We're
currently less than 30 days. I believe it's 29 days away from the Bitcoin halving. I actually have the clock right here. 29 days, 17 hours. Give or take. So time of this would probably be like 27 days. Once that happens, the supply is going to get cut in half, which is going to make a pretty decent shock to how much Bitcoin is available, because these ETFs are still buying. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think Grayscale saw its first largest outflow of like 600 million. Or
yeah,
between 2 days, it saw like $1 billion worth of outflows.
It was a large amount of outflows.
So you'll probably see that for a little while longer.
Well, people who've been in it for a very long time are starting to take some profits. Granted, they got in pretty early.
Yeah.
Relatively early.
A couple thousand for the most part.
And probably, and they got a lot at the time also.
They also bought a lot.
So
an expected pullback. We'll see how long it lasts. We'll see how far it goes.
I'm hoping it lasts till Friday. Friday's payday.
That's my day to buy.
That's my day to buy.
See what happens. There is currently some support at 61 and some change. We'll say there's none because it has bottomed out here before, and then it's just that's where it bottomed out here and then went right up. I wouldn't mind it just staying here for a little bit, not going any further down. Just let it be.
Yeah, just ride the coast.
Hopefully altcoins, makes a move out of there. But enough of that. It's a markets are down. Well, markets dropping. I mean, we're saying that after we just saw Bitcoin go from like 50 to 74 like in a month.
That is true. That is very true.
You know,
it's very easy to get comfortable with the good things. Get comfortable fast with the good things.
We're here like, and then it's like, but just a month ago, we weren't even near this number.
The pain, the suffering, the memes are already popping up. It's like my crypto portfolio last week, my crypto portfolio this week, and then it's like a twig.
Yeah.
But like you said, that's all over. That's nothing crazy. I found out of a interesting website. It's called Polymarket, and on this website they talk about the ETFs, specifically the Ethereum ETF and its likelihood of being approved.
People say it's going down.
Yeah, so
actually, well, crypto Twitter says it's going down,
and according to this market, it's pretty consistent. Like, at least people are on the same page on that end. Polymarket is pretty much like borderline gambling, because people have certain predictions. So in this particular case, will the Ethereum ETF be approved by May 31st? Now you could bet whether you think it will be or won't.
That's called gambling.
Yeah, that's gambling, right?
Yeah, we said kind of like gambling.
I assumed, well, no, because they say poly market. So I don't know what the heck this type of market is. It's new. It's new to me. As you could tell, I don't gamble. So 25% say yes, that it will be approved. That's down from 75% back when the Bitcoin ETF, actually no, 82% when the Bitcoin ETF got approved. So sentiments have changed in the last 3 months.
Yeah, they're saying there hasn't been the same back and forth there was with the Bitcoin ETF.
There isn't. I mean, there still is a little bit, but not as much when it came to the Bitcoin ETF. So there was a lot more activity. I feel like a lot of people wanted the push for crypto back then. And now with the big market just absolutely going up, like, people are like, hold on, we already invited crypto into the front door. Let's not invite another guest in. So that's why people are probably a little bit worried about that. But Fidelity, is it? I think it was Fidelity. I'll have to double check now. What's it called? Wants to include staking in their
Fidelity. They're amending it.
Amending staking into their ETF proposal.
Yeah.
So that if any, now this is the interesting part. Any, and I gotta find this. Hold on, give me a second, because I don't want to say anything wrong. No. Yeah. So it's Fidelity. They want to approve amend staking, and treat any of the income as compensation for services provided to the fund. Yeah.
So make more money off of the ETF?
Yeah.
And stake the ETH and not pay it out to the consumers who own the ETH.
That is correct.
That means you're going to charge me for holding ETH then, for you holding my ETF.
They're going to be using, they're going to be using the, if it gets approved, they would be using a portion of the ETH staked, not all of it, they said a portion of the ETH staked, or a portion of the ETH that they have in the fund, my bad, to stake it. And then any money that's generated through that staking is profits, compensation provided.
Why not just cover the fees and not charge people fees for holding ETH?
True. That's a possibility. But to cover the fees, you still need to have some amount in there, like some ETH staked. And none of the ETH is technically Fidelity's. Or, I mean, in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of the blockchain, it is. You understand where I'm coming from?
I do.
Okay. I know where you're coming from. Don't get me wrong. I feel like that's just like, okay, so you're adding this to...
They don't have the right to stake
to boost your profits. Yeah. Those profits should, in my opinion, go back to
the... And if you have the right to stake holders. It, you have to have the right to withdraw it as ETH, which mm-hmm. you don't. You probably won't because mm-hmm. you don't have the right to... It's a cash out value. So it's BS.
Mm-hmm. That probably won't be approved. Maybe that might just be an amendment put in by... Someone planted inside Fidelity to try to get the ETH ETF denied.
Fidelity wants to smoke.
I don't know. But yeah, I just heard of that website Polymarket and thought it was interesting. Wanted to mention the ETH ETF approval before we move on to.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to move on to.
Then why are you saying you want to move on?
I don't know. What am I? I get excited.
Okay, what do you want to move on to?
What's been going on all weekend with
it? Okay, what's been going on all weekend?
The meme coins are going crazy.
I don't know if that's all weekend. I think it was before the weekend, but yeah.
Weekend. There's one out there that was still pumping stuff up during the weekend.
Who?
Slurf.
He didn't pump it out on the weekend, though. It was Monday. We're on Tuesday, remember?
We're on Tuesday. Yeah, well, the story started on the weekend.
Did it?
It started on the weekend.
No.
It was the 18th. What was it? Not the 18th. Was it? Hold on. I got all the tweets saved. I promise.
I believe
you. Oh, my. You're so right.
I know I am.
This was yesterday. This is much, much quicker than I anticipated. I thought it was over the weekend.
No. You were talking. I was like, I have the same tweets you probably have saved.
I have the account pulled up. I don't know why.
Slurf.
I don't know why I thought...
The latest meme coin to be dropped.
Yeah.
In a series of different meme coins.
Yeah, a bunch of meme coins.
From Bonk to Pepe to Brett to Blink, Bonk's girlfriend.
Blink is Bonk's girlfriend?
I think.
That's crazy.
To Andy, to Sarah, to all of these memes.
William knows them all.
To BOME.
BOME.
Fuck of memes.
That one's bullish.
They're all bullish, technically.
They're all bullish.
To Whiff, to Myro.
Don't get me wrong, though. They're all maybe bullish, but they're all
useless.
Heavily risky. Yeah. Useless is a great word for it. I was going to say extremely risky.
We don't talk about memes here for a reason. This title will be about memes, though. We want them clicks.
Yeah. We got to get the memes rolling.
We got to get the viewer shit up. You know what I'm saying? So memes coins it is. So let's talk about Slurf.
Slurf. This guy.
He's on the radar, by the way.
He's on
the SEC's radar.
On the SEC's.
They want to know where he's at.
They're coming after Slurf. So Slurf is this like... I see. At least all I see is a PFP of a sloth. That's the guy. The guy who made Slurf is just a sloth. And boy, did he make a little mistake. And
it wasn't that expensive. It was not.
It was William. I swear to God, if I made that mistake, I'd be absolutely terrified.
I was in his Twitter, and his phone was dying like four times. He was tweeting, and his phone was like, "My phone's dead again."
Yeah, because he spent the entire day on Spaces. That's what it is, Spaces. Yeah, he spent the entire day on Spaces,
trying to get things handled.
Of course, bro. So essentially,
let's explain to the people who have probably already seen this, but those who haven't,
yeah,
what happened to Slurf?
So he was getting ready to mint out these brand new tokens.
To launch his token.
And everyone's been doing these pre-seed like token launches.
Pre-sales.
Where someone would drop an Solana address and be like, oh, send Sol here for this pre-sale of this meme token.
Yep. And it's a minimum, a certain amount of Sol and a maximum amount of Sol.
Mm-hmm. And then this guy went ahead and...
collected?
And burnt it all. Accidentally, granted, it was accidental.
How much did he collect?
$10 million was burnt. $10 million.
I forgot how much Sol it liquidated.
Yeah, so he managed to have some funds available to still mint, but $10 million was destroyed, just burnt, in the process of this meme launch, and
so 50,000 Sol were burned.
50,000 Sol?
Yeah. Because he sent it in his soul.
Yeah, of course. That's a lot of Solana. That's a whole lot of Solana.
50 less in the circulation. 50,000 less in circulation. 50,000 less in circulation.
Yeah. Slurf did the absolute community donation. And speaking about community donations, he somehow managed to set up a community wallet for donations to try to...
Which other communities have donated, like other meme coin communities donated to it.
Yeah.
They use Jupe to be something part of it, the Jupiter decentralized exchange and protocol, which they're catching heat too.
For donating?
I don't know if they donated. I don't know exactly what it was. The tweet I saw was something like that. Either they donated, they used their services, something. And this guy's like, how is Jupiter going to just do this if we hold Jupe, which is a governance token, but you're not using the DAO governance system to do so?
Oh, yeah, that's problematic.
But then I saw another tweet saying, you can't say that if you don't know if the DAO said we have free range to do certain things without having to go through the DAO.
It depends on what the DAO's rules are. Absolutely. Exactly. But essentially, yeah, they set up a donation wallet so that communities and anyone within the space can just help make the
pre-sale whole.
The pre-sale investors whole. Now, I've been seeing these pre-sale launches left and right. The only thing that comes to my mind whenever I see that is,
oh my god, I forgot he was listed everywhere.
Scam, scam, scam. Granted,
Slurf was also listed everywhere. By the way,
Slurf was listed everywhere. This guy had a lot of traction. And I don't know. I just feel like this is just pinnacle bull run ecstasy, where people have a lot of extra money now because the markets are pumping, and they're like, let's go all in on meme coins. Granted, this was a mistake. This guy sounds sincere. He literally spent the entire day what were they called again, William?
Spaces.
He spent the entire day on Spaces. Set up a community wallet to try to for donations, and is working. He got listed on some exchanges, actually.
He got listed on all of them.
Like,
he's on BitGay, he's on Mexi. I'll tell you right now because I have the charts. He's on BitGay, Mexi, Bybit, BingX, HTX.
I saw Crypto.com also.
That doesn't show up here. Yeah. I doubt he's this on Crypto.com.
Yeah, that's the one that surprised me. I was like, but in volume, they ended up flipping
ETH.
ETH, wrapped ETH, and USDC.
Yeah.
Which is insane because those are monoliths.
So the token launched from the looks of it at $2. It's current, and then the lowest price was 10 cents. And it's currently at 81 cents. Mm-hmm. A token with zero utility.
With no use case.
With no use case. That was burned. $10 million burned away.
By the
holds a market cap of most likely close to $1 billion.
Oh, I got it.
Because I don't have it here. Maybe a couple.
They have 24-hour volume of close to $2 billion.
Jesus.
And the market cap is currently sitting at $407 million.
Oh, sorry. Shit, my fault.
Well, because the thing is, they have half a billion worth of Slurf in circulation. Half a billion. And it's currently sitting at 81 cents. But yeah, that's a lot of volume. It's a whole lot of volume.
Yeah.
And he's been just trying to recuperate some funds. Bro, the memes are funny. It's like this one is like, it says money machine, and then you see Slurf there. It's like, burn it all or burn it all.
Dude, is he burned it all and got back more than $10 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know what is that? People are giving out their hard-earned crypto to random wallets and just trusting them and be like, yeah, you're gonna do the drop.
That's the one that that's the part that worries me. This whole Slurf thing is kind of like a needle in a haystack. You're not gonna find things like this often. This is practically historical. I have never seen
worse anything. Than that. This is worse than the ICO mania.
This entire pre-sale thing is way worse than the ICO.
Because even during ICO, how did?
It's just
you had to buy it.
Yeah, you would actually get the tokens. Like,
the tokens were already pre-done, all you were doing were giving ETH to receive the token immediately.
So this pre-sale is just
before it's even launched. You're like, here's SOL.
Take the SOL. So. Mm-hmm. Handful of projects raised more than $10 million.
Yeah. Like multiple projects I've raised.
Yeah, multiple. There's this one guy who even said, oh, I'm literally going to buy a Ferrari. Send me your soul. People did it.
People sent them.
And then the guy ended up sending the soul back. He's like, it was just a joke. Just a joke.
I mean, people
are also very nice dude that surprised. But he made like, $55,000. In 30 minutes.
You think we should set up a wallet for us?
I don't like scamming people, William.
Well, it doesn't have to be a scam if we do what we said we're going to do.
That is true. We got to find something comical. It's got to have some type of comical utility.
We'll tattoo their names on our faces.
I will not be doing that.
Damn it.
That's not happening.
For an ETH?
No, William. I'm not tattooing someone's name on my face for
an ETH. On your body. Their initials on your body.
Okay, I might consider doing it if it's in like that like fluorescent light where like hits you with black light and then it glows.
That'll be even funnier.
That'd be crazy. Like you don't see it, but then like black light, boom, and then you just see me covered in names. It's kind of scary.
That's scary too. You'll get scared at it.
That's kind of scary.
That's funny.
You know, I might consider that one.
But yeah.
Yeah, continue.
Well, I forgot I was going. Oh, so I was going to say, we had the ICO boom, mm-hmm. which was the initial coin offering, which was a little different than the meme coin mania that's happening. Also, you have the theory is, the reason for this is that ICOs had to do it that way because they were so expensive to launch mm-hmm. versus meme coins on Solana.
Are dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
So it doesn't take much
to just launch
to get out and going. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, still, if ICOs were
bad,
were like not were sketchy from the beginning. Like, how do people not consider this sketchy?
I don't know. I love his tweet though. The tweet's bro. He just goes, guys. I fucked up. I burned the LP and the tokens that were set aside for the airdrop. Mint authority is already revoked, so I can't mint them. There's nothing I can do to fix this. I'm so fucking sorry.
Yeah. Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Jesus.
I literally would have vomited. If I was him.
Dude.
He said it. He said it that he was like about to vomit from how sick he was. $10 million is a lot of money.
If you have none to make it back yet. Dude, that's wild. But yeah, meme tokens are just absurdly running. Super just absurdity in the market.
There's just one account. Let's see if I got it here. OX Neba. Mm-hmm. This person right here did a presale that generated about $100,000 mm-hmm. in just a few minutes, not long. So under an hour. And then he deleted his Twitter account.
What?
Deleted Twitter account, just dipped. Gone.
Can't you flag the wallet?
Wallet can be flagged, but if it's just a Solana wallet, transactions can still be done. It depends on what contract it starts interacting with, if they choose to not accept it or not.
Ah, the beauty.
Yep.
And the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Beauty and the beast?
No. The beauty of crypto is that you have free range to do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the crux. I don't know what word you're
looking for. The flip side?
I don't know what word you're looking for.
The downside? I don't know.
It's a wild, wild west. That much I know.
Yes.
It is brutal out there. There are people trying to take your money.
And people are giving it to them.
Yeah.
Willingly.
Willingly. That's how you... That, okay, so some people might say that these meme coins were top signal. And that's it. We've ended the cycle. We've reached a peak. 73,000,
72,000. Was the ICO boom the top signal?
Good question. That's a very good question. I don't know.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
You did ICOs until Luna collapsed, pretty much. But I don't think it's a top signal.
No. So I think it's a local top signal.
I don't think it's a local top signal either.
William, we're literally going down. Literally going down. Everyone took out profits from Bitcoin over the weekend.
But start pumping these we're going to say it's a local top because it showed froth in the market. Easy money was being used. Blah, blah, blah. Fine. And it's going to stop?
Oh, no.
Like we're acting like it's not going to start again.
No.
After,
no,
like... Wait. If
Slurf... Don't get me wrong. Yo,
you're going to see Slurf at $5.
If Slurf reaches $5, I would go crazy.
You're going to see Slurf reach... Look, listen. I'll put this perspective.
Dog with hat.
Reached $3, mm-hmm. pretty much. $3.50, almost $4, before Pyth and Jupiter reached $1. And both of the other two tokens have actual utility.
Yep, that's crazy.
And we want to talk about these being local tops and the tops. Man, get out of my face. We'll be fine.
Dog with hat. Whiff.
Whiff?
The whiff. Okay, yeah, but I do want to note their circulating supply is significantly smaller than Pyth. There's more scarcity for these meme tokens that have no utility than for these other tokens that have utility.
Does that justify having a $3
value? No, William. Absolutely. I mean, simple supply demand. Supply is low, demand is high. Yeah, that justifies it. But if it's sustainable in the long run, obviously it's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Obviously it's not. But some people, there's cycles, there's trends, there's people who like what's hot in the market.
Some people are saying that once Doge breaks its all-time high, then the meme tokens really fly.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Doge, if Doge breaks all-time high, that will happen.
I mean, I feel euphoric when Doge reached 20 cents.
Oh, yeah? Doge is currently sitting at 12.91.
I have a lower end. I'm fine.
What was the all-time high for Doge?
I think like 70-something cents. Maybe 80.
65.
Oh, look at that. We only got a little ways to go.
Yeah, right. Little ways. This guy just said a 6x is little ways. 5x.
You tell me for a parabolic bull run if that's the little ways or not.
For Doge, I feel like that's not little ways.
Want to put money on it?
Yeah, on Polymarket.
That's not a sponsor of the show, by the way.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's the Shiba's the one that gets me hot. Like people say, oh, Shiba to a dollar, Shiba to a dollar. Shiba will never reach a dollar.
I tell people that too.
Shiba will never reach a dollar.
There's too much supply.
There's way too much supply. There's more Shiba than there is dollars on the planet.
I told my brother owns it just because he wants to, because he likes quantity. he goes, what if it gets to a dollar? I go, it's impossible. He goes, why? I go, because there's too many of it. Mathematically, just can't.
There's way too much. Way too much.
Unless you burn like half the supply.
Yeah, unless someone decides to start buying a bunch of sheep and starts burning it,
which you can. But just the amount needed to burn is absurd.
It's just that is true.
But yeah, man, all these meme tokens, bro. And people are bullish on these meme tokens. Mm-hmm. People are buying more like Andy. Mm-hmm. Like there's a whole like collection of tokens on Sol. Or was it these? I think this was Sol. Like, things, like absurdity.
So you talked about dog with hat.
Whiff,
yeah. So the original creator took a picture of the dog.
With a hand, and with they sold an NFT for $4 million.
Yeah. Thank you, William.
I'm sorry. This is Andy.
I've seen Andy, I think.
That's Andy.
I feel like I've seen that little dude.
Like, there's like another, like three of them that are all like pals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that's her whole lore.
Okay, so there's a story to it.
Yeah.
My feelings are hurt now, William.
Why?
I want to say how much ETH they sold out the dog with that. And you're like, $4 million. I'm going to go cry in my bedroom.
Tell it to someone who cares.
This asshole over here does not give a single sentiment.
No.
He's like, no, toughen up. Yeah, but Dog with Hat sold for 1,210 Ethereum, an NFT. That is ridiculous. That just, I'm telling you, these meme tokens really had their first run this year. The first run of the year. And don't expect this to stop, because this is going to keep on coming. We're going to keep on seeing them pumping in the future, not far from now.
So look, this is like the four of them.
Oh, you're pulling them up? Oh, Boys Club. That's Pepe.
Yeah. So like they're all Andy. Like, they're a set. And I forgot the name of the other ones.
Oh, that's bullish.
Oh, that's bullish?
I'm sorry, but that's bullish.
Oh, and there's also this one. That's Bird Dog.
Bird Dog?
Yeah. Like they're all like a squad. Bro, meme tokens have a lore and everything, bro. It's wild.
Yeah.
Then you got Book of Memes.
Book of Memes. Crazy. That one.
Which people posted.
People? Bro, that's...
Bullish?
Bullish. That's for sure bullish. People posting Book of Memes is super bullish. What's Book of Memes sitting at?
Like...
At 1.
I got you.
1 cent. I don't even know how to, like, number this.
It's at 1 cent.
Yeah, 1.1 cent.
But yeah, man.
Oh, what a supply for Book of Memes.
How many?
Just under 69 trillion.
Jesus.
Thousand? Million? Billion? My bad. Billion. I had too many commas. I see 69 billion. It's 68.999.649.46476.
Bunch of memes.
What a weird-ass number. But yeah. Memes all over. So what's the use case for Book of Memes?
Apparently they're gonna. This is where you're gonna save all the memes, like, in their thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't look at these things. I just buy really like I just buy $50 in them.
It's pumping. It's running. Buy it.
I just buy $50 in and keep it moving.
So Book of Memes is an experimental project poised to redefine Web3 culture by amalgamating memes.
What does that even mean?
Amalgamations. Just put it all together. Decentralized storage solutions and degen shitcoin trading and gambling. Oh, so it's just all of it. They just want all the memes. They're going to be using IPFS as a primary storage for Book of Memes and a future expansions to Bitcoin inscriptions as immutable forever storage. Bullish.
Hey, man. Whatever it is.
It's something. It's definitely something.
So on that same note, this is why the fear and greed index is still at extreme greed.
What? It's still at extreme greed?
Yeah. 79. That's extreme greed.
That's pretty greedy.
We're still in extreme greed. It won't be there for a while. On that note, Solana broke its all-time high market cap.
Like, really? Ah, fine.
So its market cap value, it broke all-time high.
Yeah, because
it's without reaching all-time high.
Yeah, because there's more Solana in circulation.
Yes.
That's awesome for Solana.
That's bullish as fuck.
That's super bullish. Solana's on pace outperforming ETH. Like, completely dominating the ETH's price action.
I mean, I see a lot of Twitter. And Twitter's saying that this Solana run, it's equivalent to the 2017 ETH run, where ETH goes from hundreds to thousands.
Mm-hmm. I heard someone say something similar to that. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with I don't know about a couple thousand. I don't know about thousands, but I give it like a 20% chance.
You always do this.
20% chance.
Don't be mad when your ETH is worth this compared to Sol.
William, I'm buying Sol. What are you talking about?
It's okay.
I'm buying Sol. This guy over here.
You're going to be upset.
This guy over here.
You know Moving what? On.
You know what I'm not selling? I'm not selling ETH. I'm not buying ETH either. I'm not selling it. I got ETH, William.
I got rid of my ETH.
He said I got rid of it.
I got rid of my ETH.
Got rid of it.
I got other things.
I need to change my ETH for May.
For what?
May? I think that's what it's called,
May. What's that?
I'll look for it. I'll look for it and I'll let you know.
Okay. So Japan's pension fund, which holds $1.5 trillion, which is the world's largest pension fund, will seek to diversify into Bitcoin, gold, and more.
Bitcoin, gold, and more.
And more.
Japan's pension fund. That's interesting. That's good for Japan.
That's another couple billion.
Yeah. Like, that sounds
respectfully.
He's like, that sounds bullish to me.
It's all bullish at this point.
Yeah, of course.
You just need to get bought.
Once these countries start filling in, it's really gonna kick in.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm bullish enough, William. I honestly don't think I'm bullish enough.
I mean, at the rate Bitcoin's going, it's trying to make you not be bullish enough.
Yeah.
It wants you to not think it's going to go higher.
This is no man's land. This is uncharted territory. Bitcoin broke all-time high before happening. What do we even say? But now it's tanking like crazy. Don't get me wrong.
What do you mean like crazy? It's only down like 16%. That's not like crazy.
That's pretty crazy, William. There's people out there who have lost thousands of dollars.
16% is not crazy. Say it. We just went from 30s and 20s and like 40s to like 16%. We're saying it's crazy. I'm the one who said 30 wasn't possible. Still think 30 isn't, if I'm honest.
ETH is down 20.
I mean, Sol's down like 20, 30. Like 20 something. Not the point. I mean, Phantom's up. Phantom is at $1.02. And yeah, I bought the dip.
And he's like, and yeah, I bought the dip. You better buy the dip.
All right, so I got two more things we can talk about.
Okay, for sure. Let's go. Let's switch it up.
So which one do you want first?
The second one.
I didn't decide which one was which yet. But okay, we're going to try again.
I just wanted to see how you're going to get the second one to be first if it's supposed to be second.
Right or left?
Oh, what the? Right or left? But you're not holding anything on your right or left. Oh, it's on your screen. Okay.
It's on my screen.
Let's go with left.
Okay.
He's like, I didn't want that one.
So, new. IMF demands Pakistan to impose capital gain tax on Bitcoin and crypto investments to receive $3 billion aid package.
$3 billion aid package?
Mm-hmm.
They want a $3 million? I'm sorry. Break that down for me.
What do you mean, break down? I don't.
What's going on?
The IMF demands that Pakistan imposes capital gains tax.
Pakistan imposes?
Capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. You know what impose means?
I know what impose
means. Okay, no, you said it twice. I just don't
know what IMF means. I'm still waiting for that.
Oh, it's the Internal Monetary Fund.
Okay, Internal Monetary
Fund. Or the International Monetary Fund.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, International Monetary Fund.
Yeah.
Demands that Pakistan imposes a capital gains tax for Bitcoin.
And crypto investments.
Okay.
Oh, the International Monetary Fund, IMF.
Mm-hmm.
So that Pakistan can receive $3 billion aid package from the IMF.
Oh, interesting.
The fact that it took me three reads for you to catch it, it's like frustrating my brain.
Well, if you explained it on the second read, it wouldn't be a third read.
I was very self-explanatory the first time that it was read. In my humble opinion.
I'm not going to get into this right now with you.
Okay.
But so who is the IMF imposing that capital gains to on? The nations?
No. It's telling Pakistan to impose on its investors that buy and hold crypto in Pakistan. So when they sell it, they are charging capital gains tax.
Mm-hmm. Then who's the aid for?
For Pakistan.
So it's telling Pakistan to charge.
It's saying if you want to accept the $3 billion aid, you need to do this. Oh. And now you won't get it.
Okay, I see. I see now. Okay. I thought I was trying to make sense of it because I don't know who the IMF is. I don't know who the aid is for. I don't know who's giving the money. But now you're telling me that the IMF is going to be giving the aid. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, and then so I was like, okay, so who are they getting the aid from? Who are they getting this money from? Now I get it. Now I follow. When does that take? Has Pakistan decided?
So this was posted on Twitter yesterday. There, I haven't seen any more news on it.
That's pretty.
Yeah, I just read that headline.
These regulatory authorities try to put their feet in everyone's business.
I mean, I find it interesting that Pakistan doesn't have any capital gains on crypto or Bitcoin.
That sounds a little extortionary to me, what the IMF is doing.
You think this is the first time a big
no
agency does something like that?
No.
That's what they all do.
I know, William.
I know. Okay.
I'm just saying. It just sounds it just sounds to me like they're trying to extort them. So they tax your citizens or we don't give you money.
Exactly.
That's exactly what's going on.
You couldn't say any clearer,
right?
No, I mean, amen. See,
once it gets broken down a couple layers, like then
I start making sense. You needed it to be fed to you one word at a time.
Wait a minute. I just don't think I think you thought it was clearer than you actually realize it is.
I think it's clear, and I think you overcomplicated it.
William, I assume I know nothing. You assumed I knew everything.
I assumed you knew who the IMF was. That's it.
But you didn't know what the IMF was.
I know what they are. Yeah. I didn't know what their acronym
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
But I know what they do.
Exactly. Okay, so I feel like that can incite some type of domestic war, civil war within the country because you start taxing citizens, and they'll be like, hold on, what's going on here? I'm fighting someone. No one's taking my money. I'm fighting someone. And the fact that they're giving money, they're holding money that it's supposed to go to them over their heads, saying, oh, we'll give it to you once you potentially start a war in your country, then we'll give you the money. I feel like that's all forms of corrupt.
I don't know if they'll start a war, but I see what you're saying.
I feel like that's so messed up. What they're doing. Is there any way to stop them?
From what?
From imposing that
Pakistan can't accept it. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. IMF needs reform. Reform the IMF.
Reform all three letter agencies. All of them. Get them out of here. Reform them all.
Reform them all. That's funny.
IMF, WEF, the fat F. That's a four-letter one, but that's okay.
That one.
That one's in there, too.
That's funny.
What are you Googling?
I'm trying to figure out who makes up the IMF. Oh, Washington. Reform Washington. International Monetary Fund. Who makes up these people?
An organization of 190 countries working to foster global monetary cooperation, secure financial stability, facilitate international trade, promote high employment and sustainable economic growth, and reduce poverty around the world.
So it's definitely international.
Yeah. It's like the WEF.
Yeah. That's messed up.
Just like the WEF, actually. It's made of, 190 countries.
Mm-hmm. 190 countries is a whole lot of countries. I think that's the majority.
Zimbabwe, Zambia, Yemen.
Okay, whatever.
Uganda, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, States, Uruguay, Togo.
Okay, you don't have to go through the whole
Thailand.
List. I get the point, William.
Okay.
You're trying to punish me for not understanding what you're saying.
Slovakia, right? Republic, Sweden, Switzerland, Sudan, Singapore,
don't worry,
Syria,
guys.
Spain.
I will discipline him after this pod.
Saudi Arabia.
I just can't do this right now because
Somalia,
then I won't
Samoa,
be able to include it into
Romania, Russia.
Yeah, yeah, por favor.
Qatar.
Por favor. Yeah, we get
Peru,
it.
Peru, Pakistan, Philippines, Portugal, Oman.
So what's your other news, William?
I don't like your tone. I will not lie. I do not appreciate your tone. But that's irrelevant. CZ tweeted yesterday, my next project, Giggle Academy, no logo yet, free basic grade 1 to 12-ish education for all. No revenue, gamified, adaptive.
No tokens.
No tokens.
Mm-hmm. This guy's on path.
He's waiting to be sentenced.
Yeah, to go to jail.
Probably go to jail.
And
hopefully not.
And this is what he's doing.
And this is what he's doing. You know what that's called? A savage. I don't like the guy all that much for no apparent reason. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a specific reason not to like him. So I won't say I don't like him. I don't know enough about him.
Uh-huh.
Apart from he did some good shit in crypto.
So you won't say that you don't?
Nah, I might like him after this.
Okay.
But that's some big baller stuff.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy of him. That's no fucks given. He's just moving forward. Specifically education. Now, what is it going to be educating students on?
It's 1 to 12.
Oh, so that's just...
It's all... That's it's your all. Basic learning.
Mm-hmm. Gamified. No revenue? This is crazy. What an ambitious project. Do you think it'll work?
Before or after government gets involved or tries to get involved? Let's start off with that question.
There's a wait list.
So it doesn't have to make revenue to work. Like, all it has to do is clear coverage expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
So it's a nonprofit.
Essentially.
Yeah, I wonder how that will go.
Why?
I don't know. I just wonder. I'm curious.
Public schools are nonprofits. I think the schools, I think the government's the issue, not the schools themselves.
Yeah. Public schools are, I don't know. It's just, I think we need education reform also.
So reform everything.
Redo the schools. Redo the schools.
Ah. And yeah. We're waiting for Sam to get, what?
How do you feel about homeschooling?
People do it. A lot of them. Yeah. Rich people are starting to get into it. Well, more rich people are getting into it. The ones mm-hmm. who can afford it.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of regular people, too, are just finding ways to do it.
It's not easy to...
To do it, but...
To raise... Teach kids.
Yeah, but a lot of people are also going to hire out mm-hmm. a specific teacher for them that can teach all those grade levels. And they have to work with, they have to pass a school board exam.
Like a standardized test.
A standardized test to make sure they're learning the correct... Learning the material.
Curriculum, yeah.
I mean, we went to school. Do you think you learned anything from school? You bring know how to read sometimes. Or is that me?
William, I don't know what the hell's going on in this world anymore.
Okay.
I feel like we live in a clown world.
So you just buying Bitcoin?
I just studied my one little field and just keep it moving forward.
You don't look off to the sides.
Yeah, I got the little horse blinds on. Just look forward. Nah. The issue I have with the education system is that I feel like it just produces workers, not thinkers, laborers, people who are like given a task and do it, not people who just make stuff happen. And I think we thrive more with more makers than doers. Than
negative, unfortunately.
You disagree?
Yeah. You need. I don't think school help produce those creatives or those ambitious few,
mm-hmm.
but does make the workers needed to work for them, to follow.
I feel like that's very hierarchical chain though.
You put it's the truth though. Not everyone could be producing.
No, not everybody can produce.
So you can make a system where everyone produces.
No, there's hybrid systems.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You, not everyone could do the same exact job everyone can create. Is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So there's gonna have to be those followers, but those employees that working class that just does the work.
100%. But like, even so, I just feel like a lot of the information that they teach in these curriculums.
Yeah, that's another story. But that's not what you said.
Like an addition to all that.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. I'm arguing what you said, not what you wanted to say.
Okay. Well, I see what's going on.
What's going on?
That you're arguing what I said and not what I wanted to say, and that that makes sense.
Unfortunate. Now, if you want to say the school system just didn't teach anything useful, I'm with you.
Like the mitochondria.
What?
The mitochondria.
I don't know what that is.
You don't even know what the mitochondria is?
Not right now. Explain to me. Maybe
the powerhouse of the cell. That's literally... That's literally... You ask anybody, what's the mitochondria? They'll say it's the powerhouse of the cell. What does that mean? They won't know. They just know it's the powerhouse of the powerhouse of the cell.
Ask them what's worth more, a dollar or Bitcoin, over time. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they say.
Yeah, William, that's a whole different story.
All right.
They don't teach Bitcoin in school.
Okay, simple. What's worth more, dollars or houses? What goes up in value? Or what's a better store of value?
How do you do your taxes?
I don't even know how we do our taxes, bro. That's complicated.
Wait, do you do your taxes?
I didn't do my taxes. I pay someone to do my taxes, okay. But I ain't doing myself. No.
Okay. It's crazy. They want us to know how much we have to pay.
When they know how much.
Yes. You just tell me, and then I'll tell you yes or no. Be like, no, you see, you got these numbers wrong, or you got these numbers right.
And they don't want to tell you where it's wrong either.
No, they don't. They want you to make as many mistakes as possible.
The IRS is quite of a thing, huh?
Should the IRS have guns?
They have guns?
Yes.
What do they have guns for? Like, what do you mean IRS has guns? I need more details.
The IRS was approved to have armed agents.
But like, agents that work in the office?
No, on the field.
But on the field doing what?
Gathering taxes, William.
But how do they gather? I'm asking.
With their guns, what? How do you think they're
gonna get? But like, I understand what you're telling me. But why would they have to have guns to gather taxes?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I thought
to me, that just sounds like a mafia, William.
I thought they're just picking up paperwork or something.
No. I don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
I don't know what they're doing with guns. That's what I don't know. If the IRS needs to arrest someone, call the police. That's what they're for. They don't need no guns. IRS wants to get some paperwork? Okay. I'll give you paperwork. Who the heck is going to shoot you over some papers?
That's a lot of people would do that.
I mean, we do it all the time, don't we? Not we. Nah, I'm just saying, like, people.
Yeah, don't put yourself in that group. Yeah. What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah. It's crazy out there. It really is crazy. IRS with guns. Any other fun stories?
I mean, I've told like 7. What's his face? Sam Bankman-Fried,
Freed
is set for sentencing on the 28th of this month.
So,
the prosecutor is pushing for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
In prison.
So, again, we're not sponsored, but on Polymarket.
It sounds like we're sponsored at the rate this is going.
You could go on there and bet on if he's going to be sentenced to 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, 20 to 30 years, 30 to 40, 40 to 50.
Which one has the best, like which one's the one that's winning?
So, what did you say the prosecutor was pushing for?
40 to 50.
40 to 50? That has 26%.
Okay, which one's the lowest?
10? 5 to 10, yeah, 2%. The one with the highest percentage, I mean, the one with the highest is 20 to 30.
Okay, so what do we win if we go for the 40 or 50?
That's why I'm trying to figure out how this thing works. Because it says I could buy a yes for 7 cents or a no for 99 cents. Or I could sell. You know what this poly market thing? But it's like you buy tickets for one of those chances. And then of those chances, it's kind of like a lottery. That's what it looks like.
What?
So let's say, how long will SBF sentence be? There's like a 28% chance, people are saying, for 20 to 30 years.
Yeah, assuming you pick that one.
Assuming you pick that one, you get, depending on how much money you put in, depends on how many tickets you get for that. So then if he does get sentenced 20 to 30 years.
It's divided.
It's not divided. It's a lottery.
Based on your tickets.
Based off those tickets.
That's a scam.
Yeah, I'm like, so that's not what I thought
that's
it was.
That's a scam. That's worse than Vegas.
That's not what I thought it was. That's worse. That's literally that's worse. It says Vegas. Only one winner.
That's worse than Vegas.
Winner take all. That's all ridiculous. Right. You heard of the Wu-Tang Clan, William?
I've heard of them. I saw that.
You know who Ghostface Killer is?
I know who Ghostface. Do you know who Ghostface Killer is?
I do not.
Okay.
I saw some people from the Wu-Tang at 3 Points 2 years ago. But I don't know who the heck I saw. It was a good performance. But he's moving his music to the blockchain.
I heard that. Yeah.
Straight to
where?
Bitcoin.
Ordinals. Gonna be there for the rest of eternity.
Yep.
Our picture.
Yep, like our picture. The boys.
The boys.
The boys. I actually gotta find that again.
You lost the block?
Yeah. No, I have it in my wallet. I just don't have the wallet on my computer.
Gotcha.
So I gotta download the wallet, get the seed phrase on that thing, and then
a whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's it. but Ghostface Killah is not the only guy who is
Who's the other one?
You actually sent me the one, William. You know who it is.
I don't remember.
It's French Montana.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I was on top about that today. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you sent that. When was that?
That was like 2-3 days ago.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, French Montana. First person.
To put a song.
Yeah.
On
a full block. It's not on ordinals.
That's right.
Yeah. It, not ordinals.
How long does a song have to be to take up a full block?
I know how much memory it needs to take up.
That's fine.
3.956 megabytes. And the inscription number is 64333690.
So my question is, can you listen to that, or you have to, like, how does that work?
Good question. I have no idea. I'm gonna search up the inscription right now.
All right, as Alex looks that up so he doesn't get distracted and gets off topic. So, update, FOMC meeting is tomorrow.
That is true.
It so is tomorrow. We will see if we get rate cuts or rate hikes. Rate hikes. I think it will stay the same, if I'm honest. I don't think it's going to change. I think more so they're saying what can he say afterwards to really affect the market. But we'll see what happens on that end. I don't think much. I think it'll stay the same.
Yeah, he's very unlikely to lower the rates, even though he promised rates were going to be lowered.
Yeah, he can't lower them.
I feel like everyone's pretty well aware of that fact by now.
Yeah, probably 1 to 2. Well, he's saying 3 to 1. He's saying 3 maybe. Mm-hmm. I think he might go to 1 to 2.
Do you think they'll raise it? No.
Doubtful. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility, but I doubt it. Depending on their data and stuff, if inflation has stayed relatively low still and hasn't continued to rise, they'll probably just keep it the same longer. There wouldn't be a need to raise it all that much.
Yeah. So I found on Magic Eden the inscription number.
Gotcha.
It just starts playing the song on Magic Eden. I see that there is like a video/MP4 type file attached to it, but since this isn't an actual block explorer, I think it'd be much cooler to be able to like actually hop in to an explorer of sorts and check out the inscription.
Okay, cool.
Well, Magic Eden, yeah, you could listen to the song if you search it up.
Cool.
It's was created by one wallet address and then transferred to two other wallet addresses within the same day.
Interesting.
Yep. Very interesting indeed. Very interesting indeed.
So can you split that block up? How does that work?
No. So the ordinals, the way it works is like there's a number based off the transaction that is done on the blockchain. And then the ordinal is referencing that transaction.
Gotcha.
So once that, like, if you do a transaction, then, like, I mean, the transaction still exists, but now you kind of, like, send your coin somewhere else.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, it has something to do with the UTXOs of the Bitcoin blockchain.
Interesting.
I actually saw somewhere that there is a project where people are trying to update that. They just launched this past weekend, actually, a new ordinals project called Runestones. There's about 112,000 eligible wallets who are eligible for an airdrop of Runestones. At the time of this article being written, about 90,623 owners own 102,000 Runestones. Let me just read something really quickly. It says, the fair drop comes in anticipation of Ordinals creator Casey Radmore's new protocol, Runes, which was announced in September and offers a UTXO-based alternative to the BRC20 token standard, given the latter's energy's inefficiencies. So saying that BRC20 tokens are inefficient. So this whole project is supposed to help promote the UTXO ordinal movement.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap up, I guess Bitcoin next week when we record, higher or lower than it is today?
Higher.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would say higher.
You're the only bullish. Me and you're the only two bullish people out here that are naively bullish. So I will agree with you and say.
You want me to, to say the opposite?
I was hoping, but.
You wanted someone to be wrong?
No, but it's okay. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put it out there. At the worst case scenario, I'm not wrong yet. We haven't hit 20%. I'm going to say we might hit 20. Maybe. If we don't.
I think this was going to happen. I think it's going to. Oh. It's going to ride its way down to the 20% throughout the week. Maybe dance around some unspecified range. And then when the weekend comes in, everyone, all the crypto natives are going to start buying back up. Buying. And then we're going to see a much higher price. And then the people are like, damn, we missed it. And they're going to.
So you think that's happened in a week? Typically, this downtrend lasts from 14 to 30 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
On average.
Well, seeing how we beat all time highs before having
Slurf is up 10%, by the way.
This guy in Slurf. I mean, I was the one who brought it up, but seeing how we beat the all time high before halving.
You think you should still do that after 8 days, 10 days that we
just run it up. That's very bullish.
I won't be mad.
I won't be mad either. As long as it waits till Friday. And because I will be one of those people who will be like, okay, weekend's here, time to buy Bitcoin.
I'm going to say, I don't think it goes to 20. I think it goes close to 20, maybe touches 20. But I do think by next Tuesday, we will be higher.
Yeah, this time.
Higher than current price or all-time high.
Or we could say by next time this episode comes out, so next Thursday.
Yes.
I don't know if it'll break all-time high on Tuesday. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Maybe.
It's possible.
I think it'll be higher than what it is today.
It's possible.
I'll say that much.
Well,
with that note,
like, subscribe, follow. I've seen some really great comments. You guys are the best. I love your support.
With that,
share.
What?
Share,
like, subscribe, follow.
With that, thank you for tuning in.
It's been another week
of your favorite crypto podcast.
Sometimes Crypto.
The Unscripted
Crypto Podcast.
Hey-o.
Hey-yo.